The Night Side on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to the show. A few years ago, we took our kids to New York City for a few days, and one of the best things I have ever done in terms of booking tours and checking out the city is they had these walking pizza tours of New York City, and we booked one, and it was 3 hours, and we went through Greenwich Village and Little Italy, and with two boys, being able to stop and eat pizza every few minutes was fantastic. It was just the perfect thing. And I really developed, I think, a new appreciation for pizza and the history of pizza. And there are people who work with pizza for their career. There is a pizza journalist based in Chicago. Her name is Desi, and she joins us now. Hi, Desi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Desi Lynn Rotman is her name, and you do a pizza blog. How did you get into this? How did you get this started?
Whenever I would go eat pizza anywhere, like go out to the restaurant, or if I was eating it at home, I would always take a picture of it and post it on Instagram. And I started using the hashtag Desi Does Pizza, and it ended up being like something like 40 or 50 pictures in this hashtag. And I just thought it would be really funny to start a blog about it and like kind of chronicle all the pizzas that I've eaten, or just like, you know, restaurants I want to go to, things like that.
Do you ever go to the same place twice?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have your favorites, and I think we're all familiar with the sort of the stereotype of the Chicago deep dish pizza. Is that your favorite kind of pizza?
It's not my favorite kind of pizza. I really like thin crust, and I've actually only been in Chicago for about 2 months. I've only had deep dish from two places yet, so I have a lot of deep dish recon to do.
So where have most of your pizza travels been to this point?
I'm originally from Michigan, so I've been to places in Michigan. My favorite pizza ever that I probably will ever eat is from a place in my hometown called Spanky's. They have the best pizza, the best breadsticks. But I lived in Nashville for 2 years, so I've been to, I think, every pizza place there. And I've been to plenty of places in Chicago, but they all tend to be more of the thin crust.
Oh, so the thin crust pizza does exist in Chicago?
It does, yeah.
And so how exactly do you cross over into being a pizza journalist? What is your commitment to this journey?
It kind of escalated pretty quickly. It's been pretty funny, though. I just kind of decided one day I'm gonna make a website. I'm gonna blog about this. One of my good friends always teases me that I would make a bad journalist, but I said I could be a pizza journalist. Just you watch. So that's how I became a pizza journalist.
Now, are you able to make money being a pizza journalist?
I haven't yet, but I just launched last week, so we'll see.
Oh, very new. So how would you go about that? I guess. Is there any way that you can tie it in so that you can turn this into a money-making venture?
Well, you talked about the New York walking pizza tours.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been on one in New York, but I did go on one in Boston last year. I had a great time, so I think that might be a really cool thing to do here in Chicago.
You know, it was funny that when we did that tour, it ended up being it's one of the best things we've done with the kids on vacation. And I found it on one of these tour companies. But the tour guide happened to be, and they have a few of them, but the tour guide that we had that day happened to be a guy who did his master's degree on statistics, and he did his thesis on pizza. And this guy was so interesting and so passionate about pizza. It sounds like you're probably along the same lines.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think, you know, it's just pizza. What's the big deal? But there are so many different kinds of pizza you can go for. Like you said, the deep dish, the thin crust, you know, Italian style. There are so many different facets to it. And it can be so versatile, you know.
Well,
you can go to a...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say you can go to a pizza place with, you know, five of your pickiest friends, and you can all get something that's going to satisfy you.
I'm always amazed. See, I like very simple pizza, and I'm always amazed at how some people really load it up. So where do you fall in this?
I really like cheese pizza because I think it's a great baseline to compare different restaurants. But if I'm going to do toppings, I really like pineapple and mushrooms.
Oh, you do? See, pineapple has always been a mystery to me. I can't really get around why people like that on pizza.
Yeah, I think it was in Norway. The prime minister or something was saying that he wanted to outlaw pineapple on pizza last month.
Oh, outlaw it?
Yeah, he doesn't like it either.
Yeah. So, how can people read your blog and follow you and all of that stuff?
So my blog is pretty easy to remember. It's just DesiDoesPizza.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all Desi Does Pizza.
And are you staying in Chicago for a while?
Yep.
Is there any chance you could run out of pizza joints in Chicago?
I don't know. I think I would have to work pretty hard, pretty quick to run out.
And is there any city in the U.S. that you want to go there and try the pizza?
I would like to go back to New York. I went there in December, but I didn't really get to explore too many different places. I think I only went to two or three different places, so I would love to go back to New York.
Yeah, the pizza there is amazing. And I don't know, I thought the tour was fascinating. I had no idea there was so much history with pizza and the way, the kind of cheese they use and the kind of ovens they use. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to learn about it.
Yeah, for sure. Desi, thank you so much for this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Desi Lynn Rotman, and it is Desi Does Pizza. You can follow her on Twitter, on Instagram. She's got her blog going. I don't know, it's just kind of a fun and different and interesting thing.